B-Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Start this out with a couple of shout-outs. Shout-out to Tyler Biadasz. Badass against the Browns. 66 snaps, 0 sacks, 0 pressures, 0 hits, 0 penalties.
That's called great.
That's pretty freaking good, man. We're going to keep the phone lines open at least the whole hour. So if you can't get through yet, don't worry. You got opportunities. Phone lines are packed. Also got to shout out Eric Bickle. He just got his diploma. Brian and I got ours on Friday. Shout out to all the trainings we have to do. Everybody loves them. We should do more, frankly.
No, that's not true.
Jeff hasn't done his, which is also important to point out.
I'm getting my diploma now.
I'm proud of you. We haven't said good morning to Landini and Jeffrey. Obviously, we're going to do victory pies from everybody. It's an incredible feeling to see this city buzzing. And I recognize that there are fans from far beyond just the DMV. But just driving around, walking around, seeing people wearing Commander's gear.
Yeah.
Shelby
has. They weren't wearing them before.
My 9-year-old has this Nats hat she loves that she almost always wears. And yesterday she was going out, and she loves wearing hats. And I was like, hey, she has this old Redskins hat, so forgive me, but she has this old Skins hat of mine. And I was like, hey, why don't you wear that one? She's like, oh, yeah, you're right. And when I saw her this morning, she's like, Daddy, they won, and I wore my hat. And I was like, how about that? vibe is everywhere. Every chance I get, there is one person that kicks off a Victory Monday for the B. Mitch and Finley program. His name is Joop. Hello, Joop. How do you do?
Timothy Daniels is him. Yes, sir. I damn near want to change his nickname because this man got ice in his veins. So we call him Frosty the Snowman, Mr. Snow, Sub-Zero. I kind of like Sub-Zero because of the ties of Mortal Kombat. The way he be hitting them fatalities on them defense, all I hear is finish him. Hey, look, I was so hyped yesterday. I went streaking down the street with a Redskin cape on and got arrested and had to get bailed out. Like, nah, I'm joking. And I know, JP, pause, dog, pause. Hey, look, PSA, and I'm going to say this as politely and as respectful as possible, but it's going to come off disrespectful. This is to all the fans that's still saying, oh, I'm nervous, I'm scared, you know, the past dance night. Ding dong, Dan Snyder is gone. Timothy Daniels is here. Let's go. Let's hit this victory ritual, fellas. Let's all hit the Ric Flair.
Woo! I love it, Joop.
Hey,
thank you, buddy.
I need all the callers after me to hit the Ric Flair, man. Let's go.
You know what? I won't stop that on a 4-game win streak, scoring 30 every week. Thank you, Joop. Appreciate you, buddy. I was I was listening to Galdi this morning, and he had Ric Flair conversations, and I was wondering. In my head, I mean, this is how deep into the win streak things are going right now that I'm listening to a podcast in my car driving downtown thinking, man, I hope Joop calls and hits the Ric Flair.
That's how it goes, Jay.
All right, let's mix it up. Pete is in Stafford. Pete, give me your victory pie. How you feeling, buddy?
All right, fellas. How y'all doing? Thanks for taking my call this morning.
Yeah, good, no brother. Problem, bud.
First, I'm going to give 25% to the offense, 25% to the defense, and 25% to the coaching staff. And last but not least, 25% to the fans. Because, man, it was electrifying out there yesterday, man. I couldn't believe it, man. Could not believe it. It was just so beautiful to see all that burgundy and gold. I just couldn't believe it. And just with you, bam!
Thank you, bro. Appreciate it. That was something. That was like a Ric Flair if he was drowning with a cat next to him.
Cat mix. Wow.
That was something. Oh, boy. I think, you know, when you talked straight credit pie from yesterday, this one feels a lot more spread out. You know what I mean? Like, this one feels like a lot of folks deserve credit. I think the defense deserves a ton of credit.
Mm-hmm.
I think Luvu deserves a lot of credit. That linebacking core in general, the running back, Eckler was really good in this thing. This was by far, I think, the most team effort. Let's let Crazy Jeff start. Jeff, you got a credit pie you want to kick off here, buddy? I got
you
one.
You know I do.
He putting on his Scully, people.
And
now he's putting on his helmet that has no cushion.
So everybody's aware Jeff has a Sean Taylor jersey on, a Skins helmet.
His headset is over his helmet.
I don't know why he puts the hat on underneath the helmet.
Because it has no cushion in it.
Yeah, it's no cushion. It's no cushion, and it scraped the ball.
You like a little cushion for the pushing, though, right, Jeff?
So my credit pie goes to my credit pie. Hey, look. Look.
Jeff, get it together, man.
50% Jaden Daniels. Dude. I got to give it to our line, too. But the way he made Cleveland defensive line look yesterday, and that step out to the right to stop them, because I think it was B-Rob who picked up the block. The blitzer coming to inside. He steps out, throw it down the field. The West was going crazy yesterday. Oh, man. Let me give Jaden 25%, actually, because – It messed me up. It messed me up. Even though
we're off to a hot start here, B.
25%. The linebackers, Louisville and Wagner, were flying. Louisville was turned, dude. I don't know what jersey to get now. I don't know if I want to get a Jaden, a Louisville. Like, he was turned. Then,
Landfill, I have a theory what jersey Jeff will get. Whichever one is free.
Nah. We ain't getting those. But next 25%. I'm going to the D line. They contained Deshaun, even though Deshaun Watson looks like doo doo.
He's not wrong.
Damn. Usually our team is the team that, you know, our defense is the team that quarterbacks get off on, especially quarterbacks that's dual threats. That's usually their breakout game. We really contained them. We had 7 sacks yesterday.
Yeah.
Last 25%, the Commanders fan base. We are back. Like, this was the first time I walked in FedEx in my entire life. Even when we played teams like the Browns and the Bears, teams that's in the Lions when they were defeated, their fans always outnumbered us. Yesterday, the fans were back. They were live in effect. All you seen was burgundy, gold, and some black. We out here.
I mean, in the text thread yesterday, Jeff said, Jeff said, the West is jumping. Landfill asked, what's the fan ratio at the stadium? I said, it's pretty damn burgundy, because that's how it felt.
Well, I know we don't play the Steelers for a while, but I got a message to the team. All burgundy towels. So when the Steelers come in with their little yellow towels and you start raving that burgundy, it's going to look like burgundy and gold, baby.
That's smart.
Use it again.
Give away burgundy towels. That's really smart, because the Steelers fans are coming.
And one more thing. This is an altar call right here. Hey, look, if you're a fan of another team and you starting to, because I'm starting to get a lot of fans of other teams calling out, y'all looking nice. Look, this is your time to jump on the bandwagon now. I even got Cowboys fans like, bro, remember Donnie from Gouda's Barbecue?
Sure.
He called me last night talking about, hey, man, y'all looking good. Hey.
Hold on. If I may, Jeff, B-Mitch, does it sound like Jeff's getting mad at people that have a second team?
No.
Yes.
No.
Because I know one dude on this program
suggesting?
Who loves
no,
having
he's
a second
suggesting
team.
That they have a second
no,
team.
No. The difference with me is I'm inviting you over because – y'all was hating on us last year. Y'all
Jeff, can you see a thing with that helmet on?
I don't want them over. Stay where the hell they are.
Because I love it. I love it. Yeah, let somebody else get their victory pie, man.
Landini, we haven't heard from you today. Give us the victory pie. It's a hell of a win. They've won 4 in a row.
Here's my credit pie. All right, you ready for this?
Yeah.
Jaden Daniels, 20%.
Okay.
Defense, 40%. Frankie Louvu, 15%. B-Rob, 10%. Deshaun Watson, 10%. And the offense gets the remaining 5.
Okay. There's no wrong
Mine
answer.
Is matching Landfield's to a T.
Okay. That's a matching credit pies. Who
knew?
Let's keep the phones going. Nate is on line 3. Nate Dogg, what's your pie look like?
What's up? How y'all doing today?
We're good, buddy. How are you?
Pretty good. Honestly, this might be boring, but I got to do 100% as the Washington Commanders, period.
Okay.
From Josh Harris to all the way to the people that clean the bathroom. Awesome job all around. We feel like a team. We feel like they like just what Jeff was saying. People are jumping on the bandwagon. I'm in North Carolina. We got Carolina fans. We got Washington fans. We got Cowboys fans. But everywhere I go, to every bar, I'm starting to see a lot more Washington fans. This is awesome. I'm 25 years old, so I don't know how this feels, but this is awesome, man. I can get used to this.
I love it, Nate. Thanks for the call, bud. Listen, yes, if you want to just say yesterday was a straight-up team win, I think you can, because every facet was really important.
Yeah.
And this wasn't, at least early on, this wasn't like the Jaden show, right? Like, we've seen some of those games. This was everybody contributed. The fact that B-Rob, Brian, what do you think? 70%? What do you think B-Rob was going into that game yesterday? Still rushed for two touchdowns?
Yeah.
Tutty a hug?
My whole thing, brother, I tell you, when you dress up, you expect to perform.
Well, dude.
And that's what he did.
McNichols ain't going anywhere.
No.
He had the touchdown
McNichols
yesterday.
McNichols can ball, bro.
He can play, dude. Yeah. They have some depth at a lot of positions we probably didn't think. With the Coleman kind of asserting himself as that starter now. Have you seen, I don't know how or why this started, but Big Luke did it to me again yesterday with the, you like that?
I don't know.
So Cornelius Lucas leaving the field in Arizona, I'm standing there and I have my phone out and he just walks over and yells into my phone, you like that? Like the Kirk thing.
Hey.
And then I saw him yesterday, he did it again. So I'm here for it, Big Luke. He's a funny dude, and I think he's just trying to have fun after big wins. But think about the tackle depth where Luke could play either side, and they're bringing Trent Scott in whenever they go with this unbalanced jumbo package. I think you hope you don't need it, but Allegretti's ankle was banged up. Mm-hmm. And he had a big old rap on that thing. He played well, played through the pain yesterday. But I think Dieter could help. Like they are winning at the same time as building and developing. And that is fairly exciting.
Hey, we didn't think both could happen at the same time. It's obvious it can. You have to wait 4 years for something to happen. I'm just saying.
Well said.
I know somebody said that.
Jay is in Columbia. Jay, what's your pie look like?
Hey, B Mitch and JP, how we doing? Good morning.
Doing good, brother. How you feeling?
Good. So I'm going to go with 60% of the defense, and then I'm going to do 40% of the offense. But I really want to talk about how I like how Jaden – see, what happened was, props to Cleveland's defense, probably arguably, in my opinion, one of the toughest defense we played all season. That defense liked that, and I knew it was going to be one of those games, and it kind of felt like that early on that Jaden was going to have to improvise and, you know, kind of, you know, him and Cliff were going to kind of have to improvise and move on the fly as we go. And they ended up doing that. Jaden scrambled out the pocket. Dude gave up outside contain. Boom, we hit him with a deep ball with Terry. I think, in my opinion, and also that run before the half – that obviously set up the B-Rob touchdown. That was a backbreaker to that Cleveland defense. And after that, we had our way. Then, obviously, you know, he checked the play to go to Diami. You know, I mean, again, that's backbreaker stuff that you do to a Cleveland defense because Schwartz is going to bring it. See, one thing about Quinn yesterday, we disguised a lot yesterday on the defense end. We disguised a lot yesterday, and we gave Deshaun different looks, and then we also brought pressure with different people. Luvu might have spotted Deshaun while Wagner blitzed. Wagner might have spotted Deshaun while Luvu blitzed. Chin came in and got one. I think we even see Egan Nagmi on a corner blitz, I want to say, I believe we did. So the defense, obviously, in my opinion, is starting to gel together. This Sunday, we're going to have to stop the run with Derrick Henry because that's what Baltimore likes to do. They like to establish the run first, and we got to let Lamar beat us with passing. We do. He's going to have to show me he can pass the ball. And then on the offense end, Jaden almost threw a second pick. I don't know if y'all remember the first pick he threw with Arizona, but that was the same play call that he had yesterday when he almost threw the pick to Terry. When he almost threw that pick to the dude when he was going to Terry. If he would have looked, he had Luke McCaffrey wide open. Just the prior week he had Deami Brown. So yeah. If I'm Cliff right now, I want him to obviously go back to that play call, and I want him to start. Not because everybody's going to key in on Terry. Hit the outside receiver. Boy, that play money. Other than that, go Commanders, baby. We in there. Yes, sir.
All right, bro.
Thanks, buddy. There were a couple times where Jaden missed open wideouts. There was one where he ran it on a third down and picked up the first down, but he had Terry kind of on the backside of a play-action look. But You're not going to hit everything all
the
time.
But the thing about it, like, we're sitting here looking at TV and they show us a different scene. When you're looking, you don't see all that sometimes.
Right.
So you're going to miss it. I mean, and when they show the replay, we can see it. If we were out there on the field looking, we probably wouldn't see that person in the backside either.
Backside.
I said person backside, not person's backside.
I'm not sure that makes much of a difference.
No. Yeah, if when you put a, you put the apostrophe S, you're showing ownership of the backside.
Here's what we're going to do. Phone lines are packed. We are going to keep them going. All right? Folks are fired up about this Commanders team, and they should be. And I think, honestly, it is among the most exciting points going into a big matchup against the Ravens for a week six. You know what I mean? We've had these moments, but week six means you're playing well early for it to matter. And that has not always been the case. I think if you're fired up, man, you should be. It's understandable. Phone lines open at least through the hour, maybe longer. They're absolutely packed. So we're going to keep them going. Here's another thing that folks got to consider when you're looking going into the Baltimore game and beyond. Plumbing problems. They can start at any moment and always seem to come at the worst possible time. It is inevitable. So you should also know that no matter the plumbing predicament or when it may happen, you can schedule an appointment with Crop Metcalf, the five-star plumbing experts at cropmetcalf.com. Save time and schedule now to have a Crop Metcalf five-star plumbing tech at the ready to expertly handle any plumbing pickle you may find yourself in. Drab was in a plumbing pickle this morning. He should have called Crop Metcalf. Visit cropmetcalf.com now to schedule Crop Metcalf, home of the five-star technician and proud partner of the Washington Nationals. B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Lanville, when did we get that Victory Monday, like, pop punk guitar riff? I kind of like that. Is that new?
Yeah, we have one every Monday.
Listen, I don't notice stuff. My wife always takes notice when she like changes something in the house. It generally takes me 3 months to notice it. But I like that. So shout out to whoever made it. Here's what we're going to do. Keep these phone lines going. I don't know that we're ready, but I think let's all mentally prepare for the Reverend. Okay? We're not ready for it yet. We got to mentally prepare. I woke up to a message from the Reverend. Why not us? Believe. I appreciate that, Reverend.
Why not us?
We will come to you soon here, Reverend.
That's a riff.
We got people on hold a long-ass time, though. Joel is in D.C. What up, Joel? What's your pie look like?
What's up, man? First of all, my name is Joel, but, yeah. 25%, man, goes out to the ownership for putting this thing all together. I mean, if they don't put this together, we're not at 4-1 right now, and I mean absolutely dominating football teams. I give another 25% to the coaching staff because not only are we dominating football teams, we're playing penalty-free football, which is always winning football. I give another 30% to Jaden Daniels because I don't know if you know, but he has a 14-1 percent chance of winning not only Rookie of the Year, but also NFL MVP, which hasn't been done since Jim Brown in 1957. So it'll be 68 years if he can get that done. The last 20% I'm going to give is to the defense and our special team. That's my pie.
Appreciate it, brother. Man. There's no wrong answer. I don't think. You know what I mean? Like, yesterday was a straight team victory. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Joel. I got your name for next time, bud. Should we go to Texas? Our guy Numb Clown is on the line. I have no idea how stoned he may be, but let's find out. Numb Clown.
Is he numb?
How do you do?
I'm absolutely numb. Because, hey, look, I had to get this way just to believe what I'm seeing here. I'm like, yo, hey, fellas, we can say this. We have an elite player. We have an elite player. Forget that pie, man. Man, they took that pie and threw it at the NFL Shield and said, hey, y'all on notice, we here. Y'all on notice, we here. So I give everything to
everybody. But if I had to give somebody more, I'd give it to the O-line. Because guess what? Myles Garrett didn't have a sack, a pressure, a rush. He didn't even have a tackle the whole game. Coleman, stop questioning whether or not we have a left tackle. We got one. And if we don't, if he goes down, Lucas can step in. They both proven so far. And I'm loving what I'm seeing. I'm loving what I'm seeing. So since y'all brought up the fact that I'm in Texas, guess what? So I'm going to end it off real quick like this. They asked me, they say, why, you know, your team winning, why ain't you wearing your gear? Why ain't you wearing your gear? I said, the king don't have to wear his crown for you to know he the king. Period. When we were losing, I was letting y'all, I was wearing my gear because, hey, I'm letting you know, I'm repping my team win or lose. Now that we winning, I don't need to wear it.
That's interesting.
I don't need to wear it.
I think you can still wear it, but it's up to you. What town are you in?
I don't need to wear it.
What town are you in Texas?
Woo!
Numb Clown, where are you in Texas? What city?
I'm about 45 minutes away from Austin. So I live in a city called Killeen.
Okay. Killeen, yeah. But is it? Here's my question. I need you to do some research for me deep in the heart of Texas. All right.
Okay.
I am sure there are plenty of Cowboy fans down there.
Mm-hmm.
Find out how nervous they are and report back. Because, yo, they've got to be watching this and they've got to be nervous. This is.
Oh, I'm about to walk into the office right now. I can tell you right now, my whole office building is all Cowboy fans except for me, one Minnesota fan, and a Saint fan.
All right. Send me a tweet or something. Let me know.
I got you.
I think. Thank you, buddy. If you are the rest of the NFC East and you are watching what's happening in Washington, this is a bleep feeling. Not just that, they got new ownership and they're going to try to run it correct, because that's a long-term bleep feeling.
Mm-hmm.
This is now a short-term bleep feeling, because they're like, oh, dude, that team is good.
Yeah.
Like, we all have to recognize, yo, this team is good now.
They know it. They see it. Like what Deion said, we coming? Nah, we here.
I am going in order of which you called the show, all right? Lest anyone get upset. Lance is in Annapolis. What up, Lance?
Hey, guys.
What up, brother?
Beautiful day, man. I'm loving this. Haven't felt this good since 92. I'm not comparing it to that yet, but it's been a very long time since we've seen such a complete team. I want to give the pie to the entire team, 20% to the offense, 20% to the defense, 20% special teams, 20% coaching staff, 20% Adam Peters and Josh Harris. I love what they've put together here. It's a lot of fun to watch, and I hope we just keep it going, guys. I'm enjoying this.
All right, brother, man.
Thanks, dude. Great call. Yep. You should be enjoying it. Fans should be absolutely enjoying this right now. Jaden is in Columbus. What up, Jay?
Hey, can you guys hear me?
We got you, bud.
Perfect. Yeah. So I would say I'm going to give, first arm with the pie, I'm going to give 50% to Jaden Daniels and Cliff Kingsbury. That's where I'm going to start. And then I'm going to give 25%. I'm surprised no one has said this. Adam Peters. I mean, I doubted. I've called him before. I doubted a lot of his stuff that he's done. So I'm just like, wait, you're going head-to-head with Howie Roseman? I mean, he showed up, made a trade. He made two trades with Howie Roseman, which is bold, and he kind of kicked his behind on both trades. So,
100%.
I mean, that's a ballsy move to show up as a GM, and you're going toe-to-toe with everyone, loves Howie, always kisses his behind on all of his trades. To come in your rookie year to go head-to-head with the rival and make two trades, I mean, that's balls. And he's won both of those. And every move he's made so far has been A++. I didn't like the Jahan trade. I mean, is Jahan still in the NFL? I mean, that's a good trade. You know? He signed Noah Brown. That's a clear upgrade. So I'm going to give 50% to Cliff and Jaden, 25% to Peters, and then 25% to DQ, Joe Witt, and the defense. But I just think, with Daniels, you're just giving a belief to the defense. I mean, when you see a rookie go out there and ball like he did, I was at that game against Cincinnati. I think the defense at that game is like, guys, we have a guy. Let's just help him out a little bit. So I think just by him playing that well, he's giving the defense more juice and more energy. And I grew up in Ellicott City, which is pretty much Ravens territory. They all are just like, dude, you guys have a guy. Like, good for you guys. I mean, I listened to – Colin Cowherd the other day. He compared us to the Warriors. It's just like we're just a beaten down team, but our fan base has always been legit. And now it's like we're here, and it's like I kind of feel like we are kind of like the Warriors now, where it's like we were just kind of dormant for a while, but everyone's just like, man, we needed the Skins to be good again. I mean, in where I live in Columbus, it's a lot of Bengals fans, a lot of Browns fans. They're just like, dude, it's honestly good seeing you guys good. You know, I feel like everyone's just kind of like, you guys earned it. You guys deserve it. So
thanks for the call, brother. It's a good one.
Yep.
Thanks, Jay. It's good to be good. It's fun to be good. It is entertaining to watch a good football team with an electric young quarterback and some really tough pieces on both sides of the line. And Jeff's wearing a football helmet at work. It's fun.
Jeff needs to go lay down on somebody's couch and talk to him.
It is fun to be good. How fun is it? Rev T will join the program next. He's probably going out of his mind, frankly. I don't know. I imagine he is fired up. Jeff's doing
well,
sex,
I don't think
bro.
He has to go out of his mind. He's already that.
Now, what's interesting is I've gotten a text the last two games from Paul Henry.
Yep.
Paul Henry only deals with excellence. When you work with Paul Henry, the work he does at your home is excellent. That's how he operates. That's how he runs his business. That's how he takes care of all of his clients. Paul Henry's starting to enjoy this football team, B. He's starting to enjoy it, man.
He definitely is.
He's not wrong. He knows what he's looking at. Working with Paul Henry has changed my home. It could change your home, too. Brian's had a tremendous experience, as have the other people we've recommended him to. Call Paul right now. You get $100 off each window with a 5-window minimum, 10% off each door. Windows and doors, he does much more than that. B, I know you've had a ton of success.
Speaking of doors, he's coming over to my house in the next week or two to do all my doors in my detached garage. He's doing all three of the garage doors. He's going to do the other doors that go in and out the garage, and I'm going to be happy about it. I know that. You know, Paul comes in. He did windows for me. Now he's doing these doors, and I'm sure it's going to be great. You know, anytime you change stuff with Paul, he lets you know how he's going to make sure everything is energy efficient, and I think that's the big key. Everything is going up, and when you have Paul do work at your house, things seem to go down. So if you want to get windows right now, you reach out to Paul, and you'll get $100 off each window with the 5-window minimum and 10% off each door. Contact Paul Henry's Window Installation today and tell him B. Mitchell Finley sent you. PaulHenry'sWindows.com, your clear home improvement choice.
B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan. It is a victory Monday. People are stretching on television. That's a lot going on there, B. You're in charge of the remote. Yes, Jeff?
Stretching, man. It's good for you.
Shout out. Who's that with their left hand up?
Essig.
Matt Essig walking in left hand up. Listen, it's not quite high noon in the District of Columbia, but our next guest might be able to get us there early. It's time to go to the phone lines and talk to the one and only Rev T.
Rev.
The man of the cloth, a priest for all people. Hello, Reverend. How do you do?
We are the commanders, the mighty commanders. We're not Dallas, jacked up Dallas, but we are the commanders. Say it, JP. Body, the mighty commanders. So I asked my family here on 106.7 The Fan, my burgundy gold nation, standing like only you can. Why not us? I've been walking around here telling the people, talking to the people here and there, all over the world and in the atmosphere. Asking the question, what I've been saying, JP? What I've been saying, B. Mitch?
Why not
what
us?
What I've been saying, Jeff?
Yeah.
Why not us? Why not us on the offense? Why not us on the defense? Why not us on the special teams? Why not us with our coaching? Well, hold on, here we go. Why not 12, man? Stand on it like you can. JD5 is bringing hope back alive here in the DMV. I'm all in. I'm standing up. JD, what'd he say? Put your left hand up. Hell, put both your hands up. Hell, raise hell. Y'all know who this is on Victory Monday right here on 106.7 Stand. Be Mitchell Finley. Ask yourself. Ask your neighbor. Why not us? The people's hype, man. Say it with me. Rev T.
T.
Please, baby. Watch with me.
Oh, Reverend, Reverend, can I ask you, can I ask you a question? Can I ask you a question? Can I ask you a question? Nope, he's gone. Just like that. And just like that. He's like Kaiser Sose. Shout out to Rev. Lanville, let's do this. Nick Akridge has been on the show with us before. I want to applaud him for something. I just saw this on Twitter. Akridge does Pro Football Focus specific to Washington, right? The Commanders. Mm-hmm. He just tweeted out, because we've talked about this, the analytical folks that wanted to say how broken Washington was going to be that never own it. Here's some ownership, B. Akridge just tweeted out, Washington put up 34 points in three quarters, and there were still a handful of missed opportunities that could have easily made it 40-plus. I owe Cliff an apology.
Thank you. The rest of y'all follow suit.
Landini, let's get Akridge on the program tomorrow or Wednesday or something. We'll give him a public forum. Because I do think it's important, and I'm just messing around with Nick. He's a good dude. But, like, coaches, players, life evolves, man. And I think when Cliff said, yeah, you know, when I first got to Arizona, I had zero experience. He's learned a lot in the time since. And the thing I always pointed to was when you looked at that, I want to say it was the 21 season when they went 11-6 or 11-5 and they were a really efficient offense. They ran the hell out of the football. And that's what I was expecting this year. And by and large, by God, they're running the hell out of the football.
Well, they had like 180-something yesterday.
Over two Bills.
200?
Over two Bills. Now,
and they were averaging 169.
Dude, now it helps when your quarterback can go for 80. He went for 50, I think, on two carries.
They don't have one like that?
He went for 50, I think, on two carries. Eckler went for 67 on just six carries. McNichols was effective. B-Rob, effective in the red zone. We are going to have to get an update on that knee. But, they finished the game. I mean, these rush numbers are so ridiculous. 34 carries for 215. More than 6 yards a pop.
That's nice.
Three touchdowns on the ground.
I like it.
I tell you what, these dudes I ran into in the parking lot on my way in, they were messing with me because they saw me get out of the car. And they're like, JP, what's up? I was like, nothing. They're like, where'd you get your car? I was like, my guys at Oarsman. They're like, yeah, we know, dude. We're just messing with you. But as I'm walking away, they're like, who you got? Give us a touchdown scorer today. I was like, take B-Rob. All he does is score touchdowns. Yep. And then they're like, all right, anybody else? I was like, I don't know, Jaden. So I gave him a winner. If you're paying attention, you owe me a beer. Are we?
When you pay up on yours, then everybody will start buying you one.
Are we ready for? Yo, in the press box yesterday, some dude wrote a note and held it up, and I couldn't read what the hell it said because there's like a weird glare. And he wrote, "Where is my beer?" on a piece of paper and held it up for the whole press box to see.
Yep, they gonna get you one day, bro.
Lenville, you ready? B, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, here goes nothing. Commander Tequila on line three. Hello, Commander. How do you do?
Hey, guys. Oh, man. I lost my voice.
I'm shocked.
Shocking it is. Well, this nice homemade apple pie, nice and warm, with some whipped cream on top, goes to the whole team. To the Commanders completely. They curated a pie. They put the ingredients in. They put it in. It's nothing like JP's pizza, you know, just a dough, cheese, and that's it, a little salsa. This seems like more like a gumbo. You put all the ingredients in, they work all together. And you know what? A gumbo comes out really good with all the ingredients coming in real great. This team has it. You know, we can make it four quarters how we are doing it. Yeah. Hey, I could sing, like you said, 40-plus, no problem. Next game, hey, I got chin straps up. It's going to be a violent game again.
Hey, are you going to bring that tiger head?
Why were you wearing a tiger hat?
You going to bring that tiger head with you?
Okay, the tiger, he's from LSU. Tigers, right? Eye of the tiger. We're going through.
Did you tailgate at the Bears tailgate yesterday, Commander?
Oh, yeah, I'm there all the time.
So you went to the Bears tailgate at a Commanders game with a tiger head on?
Yep.
Obviously.
I have a tiger, man.
Commander,
you think about it.
Commander, you've been talking about this apple pie. What exactly is your plan with this apple pie?
Is apple pie nice, warm?
Y'all seen Pootie Tang with the cherry pie?
Or American pie?
He got that apple pie right. That's that apple pie moonshine.
Listen, man, it's Victory Monday. I'm not judging anybody how they celebrate, all right? They've won four in a row. Should you choose to...
The other guys.
Thank you, Commander. All right, bro. Appreciate you, buddy.
Love you guys.
We're going to turn to our generally highest person here. Jeff, can you translate what the good commander was trying to let us know there?
He basically said he had too much to drink yesterday.
And may or may not be trying to hook up with a pie?
Yeah.
He did continuously talk about how warm it was. That's all I'm saying.
And then he kept saying, ooh.
We love you, Commander. Enjoy your pie in any way you determine appropriate. Phone lines remain open. There's a million people on here. Jeff's going to get you in the system. 800-636-1067. We'll keep it going. You're going to hear from Dan Quinn. Jason Campbell talking to us at 1 o'clock. Nobody go anywhere.